Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A European Union official leading talks among Iran and a group of five world powers said the participants are committed to keeping alive the 2015 nuclear deal that restricted Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions. The deal came under stress last year when Iran announced it would take steps to walk away from its commitments, complaining it was not getting the promised economic relief after the United States imposed fresh sanctions. Those sanctions came after the Trump administration withdrew from the agreement in 2018, arguing it did too little to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons while giving the country too much in sanctions relief. Representatives from Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany all took part in Tuesday's talks, the latest in their efforts to salvage the agreement. The representatives at the talks also welcome Iran's decision last week to allow the UN Atomic Energy Agency to inspect two sites where Iran is suspected of having stored or used undeclared nuclear material in the early 2000s. Well, President Donald Trump back at the White House after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday, one of the flashpoint cities in the latest protests over racial injustice. Protests erupted last week after white police officers shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him in Kenosha. President Trump did not mention Blake's name during public comments Tuesday, saying only he felt terribly for anyone who suffered a loss, but otherwise only noted that the situation was complicated and under investigation. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.